Chuck, let's bring in our good buddy.
Yeah, Joe Smith.
He's back.
Smith.
Week two. Smitty, absolutely. Good morning.
Hey, guys, how we doing? Double C?
Hey, outstanding, Joe. Thank you so much.
Glad to. By the way, you do a nice rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Seventh inning stretch.
Yeah, they trot me out every so often. My win-loss percentage is not very good with those games, but I it's still a good experience, and a lot of people are like, do you sing in the shower in the mornings? And
you know, it's interesting. I do sing in the shower, then the water turns off. It's weird how that
it just might. It's just
being on keys,
Absolutely. Well, I hope it's on in tune. We'll see.
Well, the Hoosiers, Joe, took care of business late last night after that one-hour and 58-minute rain delay. Luke Miller's three-run home run in the eighth puts them over the top. They're in the Big Ten tournament because Ohio State beat Michigan State, and the math worked itself out. So Indiana is now playing for seeding. We'll talk more about the Hoosiers next hour, but we had a busy night on the high school. How about the red and black of Edgewood? We know that South are champions of the boys' sectional, but what a great story out of the boys' sectional track meet last night at the Ralph Siebold track on the north side.
Well, you know, some things change and some, they say, just stay the same. We had a little of both Thursday night out at the Siebold track, the boys' track and field sectional. Edgewood, Michael Doering's red and black, posted its best finish in 23 years, finishing second. The Larry Williams South Panthers back on top after a year's absence. The South Siders' eighth title of the last 10 years. Justin Helmer's North Cougars finished third. This was the first time in 20 years we've not had a North-South 1-2 finish, but at least Edgewood was second this year. And the Ellensville fellas, well, they laid it on the line, winning six events with 130 points. WIC 400 champ John McLaughlin had a busy night, finishing second in the 200 with a career best, and then no worse, and then third in three other events as Edgewood fell just 15 points short of its first ever sectional title. The Mustangs got sectional championships from Ethan Hill in the 200. Noah Beasy won the long jump. Teammate David Brown, the high jump. Tyler Strickland, the 300 hurdles, and Austin Haskett took care of the mile and 2 mile. South wins this one with depth points, as we discussed with Larry Williams back earlier in the week. Chase Washington won the 110 hurdles, and Jonathan Doddrell won the shot and discus. That was it, but they had plenty of points left around to win its eighth championship in the last 10 years. The Cougars got a PR first in the 400 from Kobe Sterner, 49.9. The mile relay of Teddy Waxler, Isaiah Knight, Mason Childers, and True Warren home first. Knight anchored that quartet after winning the 100 himself, and Garrett Ramsey won the pole vault for the maroon and gold. North will host the boys' regional next Thursday. The girls return to that site next Tuesday for its regional. Well, we had another one of those North-South tennis Donnybrooks last night. Sectional semis down on the South Panther courts had three matches of three sets. Another two were split. Gretchen Wertzmann's South Siders a lot closer than that 4-1 defeat handed to them by Barb Mills' North Cougars. Tate Blackwell and Natalie Hall extended Isabel Flynn and Kaylee Ryan in three sets at one double. South also lost a three-setter at two doubles. North's Rachel Barrett and Jade Vasquez beating Lauren Ballman and Isabel Fernandez in that particular match. And then Cougar Maddie Potter beat Maggie Doyle in yet another three-setter, that coming at three singles. So, with Martinsville shutting out Edgewood 5-0, weather permitting tonight, they will play Martinsville, the Cougars, for the title at 5 o'clock on the South Courts, looking Bloomington North for its third straight tennis sectional championship. Played a little golf out at the BCC, you know, the way the courses are this year. Bloomington North will host the sectional later this month, but it will be at the Bloomington Country Club, where they lost by 20 shots to South yesterday, who fashioned out a 326. Tom Tierney won the medal with a 76. Jay Stay led North with an 82. Had a little softball last night. Mick Hammett finding some tough teams to play before they defend the sectional championship. Ran into 4A number 6 Indianapolis Roncalli, who beat them 7-5. 7-4 Edgewood still, who's ranked seventh themselves in 3A, still having a real nice season. Mick Hammett's crew, 19-6. In baseball, seniors night found Edgewood, Bob Jones' crew, winning their 15th. They outscored South Putnam 14-10. Ryan Stuffel had four hits on seniors night out at Irmel Clark. Well, we've learned that former Southport head basketball coach Kyle Simpson is headed back home. He's headed to Bloomington South. Kyle resigned his post April the 24th as Cardinal head man, and now he returns to Hall of Fame coach J.R. Holmes' bench in 2018-19, where, if you recall, he served 6 years under J.R. Eric Brand, the former South Panther, he'll be named the new Southport head coach tonight at Southport. And if you'll recall, he guided South Bend Riley to the 4A Final Four back in March, 26-1. Riley finished up. So a Panther coming home, a Panther getting a nice job at Southport in Eric Brand. I'm Joe Smith.
All right, Smitty, good job as always. We hope that Mother Nature I don't know about tonight. Let's just hope that hope the projection is wrong, so the tennis girls can bring home a championship. Just a great night of competition. Thankfully, it held off late enough last night where we could get things in, because this spring has just been stop and start the whole time.
Yep. So let's hope for the best, no question.
Reds return to the radio tonight after their 5-2 West Coast road trip. They'll take on the Cubbies coming up at 7 o'clock tonight and tomorrow. And how about this? Is this the first time we've ever had qualifications or time trials live on the airways, at least for a decade or so?
Well, you know, we've been covering the race since 49, so I can't do the quick math there. You
can. No math here.
Time trial-wise, I think you're right. I can't ever recall, especially that exciting last 90 minutes Saturday, which begins at 11 o'clock for us tomorrow on the airways, weather permitting. So
that's another weather permitting. Good point. hold a tarp over that place.
No, too big.
Yeah.
All right, when we get caught back up at 8:45, we'll get ready for the Hoosier baseball weekend. Chuck has already told us game time has shifted to 1:05 today on that big win last night. And we'll take a look at Aaron Harper and everything else that's going on with the Hoosiers.
Sounds good. We'll kind of take a sneak preview at the Preakness.
Oh, there you go.
The Triple Crown tomorrow at Baltimore.
The Pimlico Racetrack. We'll have a little Black Eyed Susan this afternoon to get us all ready to go, and then we'll see if Justify can justify his place in history by winning the first two. All right, great job as always, my friend.
All right, guys.
Joe, we'll see you at 8:45.
All right, talk to you then.
All right, Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45. All right, Joe Smith time, 8:50 here on a Big Show Friday, wrapping up a busy, busy, busy Friday program. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Oh, catch your breath a little there, huh? Wow, it has been busy.
We got good people with good information, and some days we can do 4 hours, and some days we run out of time, and I don't want to do that with you, but we've got a busy weekend. We've got the Preakness Stakes running up. We know you've got a huge report on that as well. We've got IU stuff. I'm going to let you take it away. I'm going to sit back and relax here on a Friday morning. Joe Smith time at WGCL.
Well, he's getting his groove back, and that is junior third baseman Luke Miller hitting everything hard like that that two-out, three-run home run to right the ship and bring Indiana back from 5-2 trailers to 6-5 winners over Maryland last night in a game that was delayed by the weather for nearly 2 hours. Indiana securing its spot in next week's Big Ten tournament, which will be held out at TD Ameritrade Park out in Omaha. The Hoosiers' seeding is really the only thing we don't know and won't specifically until games are completed on Saturday sometime. Miller, Mr. Clutch, with the long ball. He has 10 on the year that have left the park. 8 have come with either Indiana tied or trailing, as was the case in the second inning when he got Indiana on the board after Terrapins took a brief 2-0 lead. You remember Indiana played at 6 runs after 2 were out in the 10th inning, overcoming a good Louisville club back on Tuesday night down in the River City. 4 runs scored in the bottom of the 8th last night after 2 were out. 3 of them, as I say, coming again on Miller's shot to right field. So after a near 2 hour weather delay, as we mentioned last night, the two teams are back at it today, and due to rain coming into the area later tonight, a new start time of 1:05 this afternoon. afternoon for game number two of the series as Indiana looks for its fifth straight win. Well, a nice honor for a couple of Drew Johansson's diving Hoosier All-Americans, Michael Hixon and Jessica Parado. Both have qualified for Team USA in synchronized events for the upcoming World Cup as both won spots Thursday night down in Dallas. The FINA Diving World Cup will be hosted by China next month. We wish the best to Erin Harper. She's in the NCAA Women's Finals out in Stillwater, Oklahoma. She begins playing as an individual for the first time in well over two decades, representing Indiana University Women's Golf. Erin, a junior, will be playing and teeing off a little later today out in Stillwater. We wish her well. Well, a recap of briefly what went on last night. Edgewood's Fest in 23 years. They finished second to Bloomington South in the boys' track and field sectional out at Ralph Siebold Track on the north side. That was Bloomington South's eighth title in the last 10 years. Weather permitting, Martinsville and Bloomington North will play for the girls' tennis sectional championship tonight at 5. It is scheduled to be played at 5 o'clock. That's when we expect the rain to really start hitting around the 5, 6 o'clock area and on through the night before things move on. So we'll keep our eye on the sky there. Well, if you're a traditionalist, you will say, yeah, I'm going to root for Justify tomorrow in the Baltimore, Maryland-based Pimlico, the shortest of the Triple Crown races. This is leg number two. The post time on NBC will be at 6:48 tomorrow night from Pimlico. And mentioning rain, it's going to be an off track. They're getting soaked right now, and it's going to rain all the way through 2 o'clock. We expect no rain at post time tomorrow night for the Preakness race, the 143rd event. Only 8 are entered. 4 of them didn't run 2 weeks ago for the Roses, leaving the Bob Baffert train cold. 1-2 on the morning line. Of course, Baffert could be in line for another Triple Crown Canada like he had American Pharoah 3 years ago. And keep in mind that the Hall of Fame trainer, who's won 6 Preaknesses, is 4-0. At the Preakness with a Derby winner. So that's what we look at the Pimlico race tomorrow in Baltimore. You're not going to make a lot of money at 1-2, but we will box the 5, 6, 7, 8 exact in tri-box, try and make a little dough in case Justify runs third or worse. That being said, Bravazo, who was is trained by Dwayne Lucas, ran well in the slop at Louisville a couple of weeks ago, and he's a nice, juicy 20-1 and tenfold, I like, trained by Steve Asmussen. So that's how we'll try to play that on Saturday. We'll play baseball later tonight. The Reds and the Cubs opening up a series at the Great American Ballpark. First pitch will be at 7:10. It'll be Bailey and Hendricks, the pitching matchup later tonight. And the Bloomington Speedway running its regular program. But, boy, that's really going to be up for grabs with the weather the way it is. That being said, tomorrow, don't forget, Indy 500 time trials, 11 until 1, and then the exciting final 90 minutes, 4:30 until 6, right here on your home of the Indianapolis 500. I'm Joe Smith.
All right, Smitty, sounds good. And Bravazo, that's Maria Glasgow's horse. She's she's on that train. Now, one thing to remember for tomorrow, we're going to have a different kind of slop than we did at Churchill Downs. It's rained all week in Baltimore, just not overnight like it did at Churchill. Now, it was heavy, but that track, there wasn't an ounce of mud on the jockey of Justify at the end of that day. So could be a little bit different conditions there, and that's where you could see the long shot pop up and get somebody. So it'll be interesting. It always is, the second leg of the Triple Crown.
It sounds like, we'll wait and see. Interesting that he leaves from the seventh hole again. He was the number 7 horse in the Derby, drew the seventh hole, the seventh gate for tomorrow's race.
Yeah, but it'll be seventh gate on the outside. There'll be nobody to his one horse to his right in an 8-horse field. So that's going to be completely different than it was with 13 or 12 others on his right.
It's a shorter, before they turn left.
Yes.
It is a shorter to the first turn than Churchill Downs. So we'll wait and see.
It's 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes and change. It's fantastic to watch, and we hope their weather just makes it for a little bit better. All right, have a great weekend. That obviously means we're gonna have a busy Monday morning. We'll do it at 7:45.
Sounds good. We'll see you then. Have a good weekend, Glass.
All right, Joe Smith, 745, 845, Big Show Friday.